Welcome to Manifestation Lizified, your weekly dose of inspiration. This podcast is rooted in the belief that a positive mindset can improve every aspect of your life, from work to relationships to your overall well-being. By changing the way you interact with the world and approaching it from a positive place, you will manifest a fulfilled life of your creation. Hey, everybody. So welcome back to another episode of Manifestation Lizified. It's great to be here again with you all. So today we have Dora Isabel joining us. She is a certified yoga practitioner. She is also the human behind Alchemy Awakened, which really focuses on cultivating that oh so important relationship in our lives, self-love. So Dora, thank you so much for being on here today. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, Alchemy Awakened, and why you started it?
Hi, Liz. Thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure to be here and to be able to connect with you finally. And as you mentioned, I am the human behind Alchemy Awakened, which has been a manifestation point, if you will, regarding my yoga journey and my conscious living journey. And basically, Alchemy Awakened is all about disengaging autopilot. It seems like nowadays, most of us are just like going through the motions of things. And it's about consciously choosing where we want to go with life, how we show up for ourselves, and how we show up for life in general. So that's basically the gist of what Alchemy Awakened, like the intention behind it.
I really love that because, to your point, I feel like so much, and I think this is also steeped in American culture. We live a lot of our lives on autopilot. We're told, okay, I go to school, I get my degree, I now start a job, and, you know, I live for the weekend. And I feel like we kind of start living a lot of our lives on this autopilot. So I think this is such a relevant topic. So I also know that you talk a lot about creating a life by our own design. So I assume this goes into the conscious living journey that you speak to. And I was wondering, you know, what do you believe are really the key steps or the blueprint to actually achieving this, living more consciously, living our life by our own design?
Really great question. One of the main things about living a life by our own design, I think what comes into play is really getting to that point of asking ourselves, why do we do what we do? Is it because, you know, it's the way we've been doing it for so long? Is it the way that we've been taught to do it? Or do we do it because it's what we want to do? It's what we're being called to do at that particular moment. And I think that that's one of the first steps of realizing, you know, of choosing not to live life on autopilot. And don't get me wrong, autopilot has its benefits when it comes to automating processes so that it frees up time so that we do what we really want to do in a given point. But it takes having, you know, that awareness, that self-awareness of, what do I want to do? Where do I want to go? That's the other part of just being able to realize, where am I? Where do I want to go? And how do I get there? And it seems like a lot of times we're just being fed in like, okay, A plus B equals C, but we're really not taking into account, is A what I want? Do I want to add in B, and do I want to get to C? So it's just being mindful of, where do I want to go? And also I would say that like the third most important parts of living a life of purpose and on purpose is getting up close and personal with our personal boundaries. The way that we respect our boundaries has a huge effect in how we show up for ourselves. So examining, getting to know our boundaries, communicating them, and above all, respecting them sets the tone for how we relate to life and how we express and manifest our life design. That would basically be the three things, I guess, I would suggest in terms of, you know, creating a life by your own design. So it's realizing why we do what we do. Also knowing what we want, where we want to go, and how do we get there, and getting to know our personal boundaries, and then really living, you know, in accordance and in alignment with our personal boundaries.
Oof, I love those, especially the concept of the personal boundaries. I was just having a conversation with a friend recently about just the importance of those boundaries and just not feeling guilty for having those personal boundaries, because those boundaries are what keep us safe. Those boundaries are what allow us to kind of divert our energy where we're feeling most aligned towards our goals, towards what we really value and what matters to us in this life. So I think that is a really critical, just a really critical point that I really liked. And so actually this ties really into, you know, just what I was saying in regards to setting those boundaries. And sometimes we can feel guilty for setting those boundaries, for saying no, for being more selective in the things that we invest our energy and our time into. And so I was wondering, you know, we really have that tendency to be pretty hard on ourselves, especially now in the midst of this pandemic. Do you have any tips for how can we can be just more self-compassionate, specifically with ourselves?
Ooh, compassion. Compassion is one of my favorite topics, because a lot is said about compassion. It's like compassionate with, you know, the people in your life, but a lot of times we forget about being compassionate with ourselves. And I think speaking on the culture here in the United States, it's really heavy on how we become our own worst critics. We punish ourselves, you know, way long after things have occurred. So one of my favorite tools is tapping into the beginner's mindset. I like to remind myself that life is a learning journey. We live and we learn. And once we know better, we're able to do better. In moments when I need self-compassion, I remind myself to focus on what versus why. Asking, what is this situation trying or looking to teach me? What can I learn from the situation? And it changes perspective completely, because you start looking at the situation, whatever it might be, as a win-win situation. Whatever happens, you will learn. If you're learning, you're not losing, you're gaining. So I think that's probably like my biggest takeaway in terms of my own personal practices for self-compassion.
I love that. And I do. I think it's just really important to frame our mindsets around that. I mean, even myself, and I think it is definitely a trait that we have to continue to practice, because, you know, I've gone through periods where just last week I was in a bit of that negative rut, and you keep going round and round. And it's like you keep, you know, just saying, oh, why didn't I do that? Or why? And you're rethinking past situations. And I think it also comes back to grounding yourself in the present a little bit, right? Not allowing your thoughts to, and it's hard sometimes, right? Because sometimes you're that inner mean girl, whatever it might be, it just kind of keeps going, and you have to, you know, just kind of work hard to kind of rein her in. But I do agree. I think that posing that question to yourself really is helpful. Like, what can I learn from this situation? So suddenly the situation doesn't look like, oh man, I failed at this, or, oh man, I made a mistake. Or it's like, oh, well, now I know that, you know, I want to do this instead. Or now I know that my passion actually lies in this, or now I know how to do this. So in the future, it won't happen again, you know? And so I think that is, that's actually really powerful. And I think that's really powerful.
Yeah. So I believe that perspective, adding perspective to any situation changes its direction.
Yes. And you know what? One thing I want to add to that is, it's not like you're trying to just look on the bright side or the positive side of everything, you know, because I think, and I've mentioned this before on my podcast, just that there is this kind of state of, sometimes we do feel negative emotions. It's all part of the universal balance spectrum of being a human being. We just have to learn to kind of feel into the feelings and then move on. And that's really what it is, to bring ourselves back to this state of balance where possible, right? And, you know, I just feel like oftentimes a lot of people look at that, you know, reframing your mind, changing your perspective as, oh, well, so I have to just be positive all the time. And that's not really the case. It's just, you know, you acknowledge the fact that you're kind of feeling crappy, that you, you know, maybe need to take a rest, maybe need to change up what you're doing or whatnot. You feel it. You still feel it. It's not like you don't. But you start to kind of equip yourself with these tools to change your perspective so that you can start to move your way out of that and into a more balanced state, right?
100%.
And so speaking of, I know I'm planning to drop this on Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I think we could all use a little bit more self-love in our lives. So I wanted to just ask you, you know, how can we really celebrate ourselves this Valentine's Day? A lot of us are really cooped up. We're inside. Maybe we don't have a significant other. I'm over here like, so when is this dating life going to happen again? You know? So how can we really celebrate ourselves and appreciate, you know, just our love for ourselves and who we are and what we, the value that we bring to the world?
Well, I'm a 100% believer in doing whatever it is that we would do for somebody that we're dating, doing it for ourselves. Because if you're not willing to do it for yourself, it's like, you know, like you're one of the most important relationships, and it's a lifelong relationship that you have with yourself. So if you would buy another person flowers, get yourself some flowers. If you would buy somebody else chocolate, get yourself, you know, some chocolate. Whatever it is that, in whatever form that you would pour love into somebody else, make sure that you're doing it for yourself.
Oh, I like that a lot. And, you know, so maybe it's because I grew up with this, but like a great way that I kind of showed love in the family was my dad and my siblings. They were always very athletic, and I don't know, that gene skipped me, whatever, something happened and it skipped me. So the way that I bonded with like the family and my dad and the siblings was we'd go to the movies, right? So Christmas Day, we'd go see movies. We would do all that together. So I was really big on, when I first moved to New York and I really didn't know anybody, I was like, well, I guess I'm my own friend right now. And so I could just go see a movie at the movie theater. I know now we can't necessarily do that, but sometimes it's just nice to, you know, watch a movie or, you know, try to take what you really enjoy and love and share that with other people. So maybe, yeah, that makes sense. And honestly, for me, I'm a big believer and a big fan of lavender Epsom salt baths and bubble baths in general with wine. So I think that is in my future. Yes. Yes. I'm so excited. I bought one of those boards. I know you can see me, everyone else listening can't, but I'm like describing to her the shape, but I bought like one of these boards. I guess it's a bath caddy. And I'm just like, I feel like I have stepped up my bath game. I can have the iPad. I can have my phone. I can have a journal in there, maybe some tarot and oracle cards too. Plus like the wine, like it is, I am set up so that I can have a really glorious, lovely soak. And it just feels like this kind of cleansing ritual or whatnot.
That's awesome. Like literally I've been thinking these past days of getting myself one of those bath caddies, like bubble bath and a book. That's like the epitome of perfection.
Oh my God. I highly recommend it. And I think, you know, sometimes we tell ourselves like, oh, I'll save it for a special occasion. I think we all do a lot of that. Yes. I'll save it for a special occasion. I remember I graduated, I think it was high school or something or college. And someone bought me this amazing bottle of champagne. Well, guess what? That thing sat in a cupboard for 2 years, 3 years. And then I was moving. It got put in a trunk. And then I forgot about it. It got left in a car trunk for a year. And then suddenly I find it rolling out. Wow. And here, yes. And I was so sad. And it was like the perfect metaphor for not waiting until the perfect moment to, you know, celebrate, to indulge myself, to take care of myself, or to just to be, you know, any little thing. Because, you know, a year later, it's like rolling out of my trunk, this beautiful decorative bottle. And come on, it'd been sitting in the Florida heat for a year. That thing was no longer good. And I had to toss it. And it was so sad because, you know, you think about it and sometimes we like to put all these things off or we like to reserve it like, oh, I'm going to have this self-care moment, you know, that one time in like 6 months down the line or whatever. And I think it's really important to just infuse a lot of that self-love, self-care into just our daily life where possible. You know, today I have to, I've got work stuff going on. Obviously, you know, I work remotely and whatnot, but I also, you know, I have to go take my cats to a vet appointment, and it's actually hilarious. I have to take a 20-pound cat and his like 8-pound brother to the vet with no car in New York City. So I have a big crate. We're going to stick them in there. We're going to do like an Uber XL. Hopefully the driver's cool with an animal in there. It's always fun when you're trying to figure that one out. And so, you know, I could be a little cranky about it because I'm like, oh my God, I'm missing the workday. But instead I adjusted my schedule. I got done a lot yesterday so I wouldn't feel overwhelmed first thing this morning. And, you know, I'm like, okay, they won't let me inside. So I have to stand outside in the cold. So I'm like, what can I do to make this, you know, because I have to take their phone call while I'm standing outside when my cats are inside. And I'm like, what can I do to make this a little bit more fun? Well, because I work from home and it gets dark at 5:30 here, you know, I haven't really been getting the chance during weekdays to take a walk and step outside. So I'm looking at that as like, great, a nice little moment of self-care. I can walk around while I wait for my cats to be done, while I take the vet's phone calls, and I get to experience New York in the daylight with some fresh air. That's nice. So I think it's like a lot of people don't realize that sometimes it's just building in some of those small moments in our lives.
Absolutely. Like that's the, you just described the perfect mindset pivot. That's like beautiful. It's just like switching, taking a situation where initially you'd probably be like, eh, and then just making it something beautiful. Like that is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I'm still laughing about the cat situation and how this is going to go down today. But trust me, moving with him, he was so fat. He had to go in cargo when I moved from Florida to New York. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. I know. Even the TSA agents were like, I'm sorry, this is a cat. Yes, 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 it's a cat. He's a cat. He's adorable. Yeah. So one last question that I have for you. I always like to ask people this, but I love to ask about their favorite manifestation stories. And I was hoping that you could share yours.
Okay. Well, I would have to say that my favorite manifestation story would be just, you know, full disclaimer. I lost my 13-year-old Chihuahua last week, but he is by far my favorite manifestation story. I've had him since I was 21. I got him fresh out of college. And I remember even before I graduated, I had a calendar on the side of my desk and I literally wrote out his name. I had no idea what he would look like, but I knew that he would be a tan Chihuahua, that he would love dressing up, and that his name would be Gumby Valentino. And literally 2 months after graduation, it was like he found me. Like I walked into a pet store and he literally was just pacing back and forth, putting his paw on the window. Like he sold himself to me. I found him. No, he found me. So it was months in the making. It feels like I dreamed him into life. So yeah, he's by far my favorite manifestation story.
Oh, that's adorable. And I'm so sorry that you lost him recently.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a 13-year adventure and I'm absolutely grateful to the universe for it.
Yeah. No, all of our pets are. And it's true. Our pets are, they really are true manifestations. They find you. I was debating on getting a cat and that big boy, he just, you know, happened to be at the pet store. I was actually thinking of getting fish, like, you know, fish tank. And then they convinced me to hold him. So I held him. And then of course he fell asleep in my arms for an hour. And by that point you're like, well, I can't leave him. Then he grew up and suddenly I was like, what is this massive creature?
Yeah. Oh my God. Adorable.
Adorable. Yes. We love our pets. Well, is there any one last thing that you'd love to kind of share with the listeners before we let you go? Any last just tip, advice?
Tip, advice, self-love. There is no shame in self-love and in getting to know yourself better. Self-knowledge is a lifelong journey. And I think it is the foundation of getting to a place where self-love becomes who we are and the energy that we put out there. I'll leave you guys with that. And also, feel free to find me on Instagram at Alchemy Awakened, my website, alchemyawakened.com. And to you, Liz, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure. Happy Valentine's to everyone and to you.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you too. Happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners. And thank you so much for joining me. This has been very nice. I think this was a very much needed cozy episode. And I hope that folks settle in and just have really enjoyed it today. So have a really fantastic and wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you guys so very much for listening. So if you enjoyed the podcast, please feel free to leave me a review. You can also find a few more doses of inspiration over at my Instagram, @ManifestationLizified. All right, have an awesome, awesome day.